You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Detroit Lions are 29-10 on the money line. The Seattle Seahawks are 5-19, and this spread is set at 8 currently. The Lions plus 8 at 10-11, the Seahawks minus 8 at 10-11, and this is obviously going to be a tough test for the Lions, even though the Seahawks haven't looked as formidable without their free safety and All-Pro Earl Thomas. They've never lost a playoff game at CenturyLink Field, and we know that the crowd, Gil, will be baying for blood, as they always are. And the Lions have never been into Seattle and won a match either. And they've also got to put some significant battle scars to the back of their collective minds as well. They failed to win in their last 8 playoff games. Obviously, much different personnel in those games, Gil, but that might be weighing heavily on the shoulders of some of the backroom staff anyway.
Yeah, I'll give you a little history lesson on how old I am. I was at the game that started this Detroit postseason drought in January of 1992, when the Washington Redskins destroyed the Detroit Lions. I was a boy, and the Redskins crushed them like 41-3 or something like that on their way to a Super Bowl and an eventual Super Bowl victory. Hail to the Redskins, by the way. I got that in. But that's how long it's been. The Lions won a playoff game the week before that. That's how long it's been. It's been forever. And so, yeah, the Lions are not a team with any history. They're one of the NFL franchises that has never been to a Super Bowl. They come into the playoffs limping. Remember, they were 9-4. Now they're 9-7, having lost 3 in a row. And although Matthew Stafford has been pretty consistent in saying, look, this finger injury that he got, those 3 weeks ago isn't bothering him, you know, the numbers tell a different story. He's completing only 60.2% of his passes. That's 7% lower than before. And you're right. Now they go into Seattle, a Seattle team that has been frustrating for bettors and for their fans alike this year, in that, you know, on any given Sunday, they show the flash of brilliance that we've known them to be over the last 4 or 5 years. Remember when they went into New England, for instance, and beat the Patriots by a touchdown, the Tom Brady-led Patriots, it should be mentioned. But that was with Earl Thomas. And since then, since Thomas's injury, they're 2-2. And look, they squeaked by the Niners last week by 2 points at San Francisco in a game that, you know, people say, oh, well, they're already in the playoffs. Yeah, they needed that game for seeding, though. It wasn't as if they had nothing to play for. So all of that in the wash. And I think you're right if what I'm getting was what you're intimating before, which is this is a big spread. You know, 8 points is a lot to be laying with this outfit, with a Seattle Seahawks team. Yet, I like them to win here for sure, because I don't think Detroit has the dynamic approach on offense that they're going to need. In other words, they have no running game, basically.
Yes.
And Stafford, the Seahawks know that Stafford's going to have to pass his way out of this, and they're going to have their ears pinned back, and they're going to come at him. It's in Seattle, and again, I always say to people who have never been to a football game in Seattle, if you had one American football venue to attend, it is this one. It is mayhem in the Pacific Northwest. They love their football. So I think the Seahawks roll in this game. 8's a lot, but I think Detroit's overmatched.
I do think that 8 is a big number, though, here, Gil, because we've spoken about the absence of Earl Thomas, but Tyler Lockett getting injured in the latter stages of December is frustrating for Seattle as well, because aside from Russell Wilson, they haven't got many game changers in that offensive unit now either, really.
They don't. It's, you know, well, they have a couple, Doug Baldwin and Jimmy Graham potentially. But if you're starting to, you know, trying to squint your eyes and figure out who's a game changer, you're right. It's a problem. And Tyler Lockett was really coming on down the stretch as one of Russell Wilson's favorite targets, if not his most favorite. But I think you'll see a lot of Doug Baldwin. I think you'll see a lot of Jimmy Graham. The Lions defense, which had been pretty darn good for about 3 quarters of the season, has really dipped the last quarter of the season, along with Stafford's finger going haywire. So it's been a sort of confluence of events for the Lions. So I think they have enough playmakers to win this football game for sure. But 8 points, listen, the Seahawks haven't been able to cover that kind of spread against most anybody recently. And again, most recently at San Francisco last week, I think they were about I don't know, what were they at? Well, that's a squirrely spread in week 17. But again, every 8-point type spread that they've had to lay has not gone well for the Seahawks because they just don't have enough consistency on offense to expect it. But again, gun to head, right? You say, are you gonna lay the points? Are you gonna take them? I don't know that Detroit has enough to take them. So Seattle, I'll tell you what will be the most popular play in football betting this weekend is a teaser between the Seahawks and the Steelers. The average bettor and the public bettor who has made their hay has made just a killing on teasers this year. They will probably be teasing the Seahawks to the Steelers and calling it a day with that one. So Seahawks are the lean.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.